Hamlet. Hamlet was the only son of the King of Denmark. He loved his father and mother dearly, and was happy in the love of a sweet lady named Ophelia. Her father, Polonius, was the king's chamberlain. While Hamlet was studying at Wittenberg, his father died. Young Hamlet hastened home in great grief to hear that a serpent had stung the king and that he was dead. The young prince had loved his father so tenderly that he made judge what he felt when he found that the queen, before the king had been laid in the ground a month, had determined to marry again, and to marry the dead king's brother. Hamlet refused to put off mourning for the wedding. "It's not only the black I wear on my body," he said, "that proves my loss. I wear mourning in my heart for my dead father. His son at least remembers him and grieves still." Then said Claudius, the king's brother, "This grief is unreasonable. Of course you must sorrow at the loss of your father, but..." "Ah," said Hamlet bitterly, "I cannot in one little month forget those I love." And with that the queen and Claudius left him to make merry over their wedding, forgetting the poor good king who had been so kind to them both. And Hamlet, left alone, began to wonder and to question as to what he ought to do. For he could not believe the story about the snake bite. It seemed to him all too plain that the wicked Claudius had killed the king to get the crown and marry the queen. Yet he had no proof, and could not accuse Claudius. And while he was thinking about this, Horatio, a fellow student of his from Wittenberg, came along.